Tonight we have a special 10-minute speaker by the name of Robert from San Diego.
My name is Robert and I'm an alcoholic. Larry, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come up here and speak. And let me tell you, I honestly thought of every possible excuse that I can come up with not to get up here and to call you, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Thank you. I'm nervous as hell. I've never been in front of this many people speaking, so just bear with me. My sobriety date is May 24th of 2010. I was born and raised in Blythe, California. Yeah, it reads Blith. That's Blith on the map. You know, and growing up, I mean, you guys probably passed by there and ate at the McDonald's or filled up with gas, you know, or used the bathroom at the McDonald's. That's, you know, the most, you know, that's where everybody seems to know that town is the McDonald's that they pulled. That's right off the freeway. There's nothing there. I grew up drinking. I grew up drinking with my family. You know, I never looked at my family as alcoholics. Well, my dad, you know, I grew up with, my dad was the one who raised me, and the rest of my family were in law enforcement. And, you know, I grew up the first time I ever went out drinking in the desert, my cousin busted the party. He was one of the cops that was out there, and they busted him. He gave me a ride home. You know, told my dad what was going on. And, you know, naturally my dad believes in the belt. So, I mean, I'm 15 years old getting spanked with the belt. You know, but just fast forward. I moved out of Blythe. I've been in San Diego for 10 years. As soon as I came to San Diego, it was kind of like a dog getting off the leash. You just, gone. You know, I was, you know, no longer had my dad there to tell me what to do. I no longer had my family there, you know, to stop, you know, to get that fear factor was no longer there. That fear factor was gone. So, you know, I proceeded to get my hands into everything that I can get into. That's where my drinking took off. Especially, that's where my using took off. I started using, you know, drugs a lot. I got into doing a lot of meth, and, you know, and that's where, you know, where my life began, it spiraled down. You know, I've been to jail so many times. I've been to prison. Even when I was in prison, I didn't stop. I was still using and drinking in there. You know, and, when I finally got out of prison, you know, my parole officer, he was on to me. I couldn't get nothing past him. He was on to me. He knew my game, and it pissed me off that he knew my game. And he sent me to go do a drug program, the STAR program, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I just stopped going. So he put me into a parole-based rehab or a drug program. It's called Bachelor's Flats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, that place was fantastic. I didn't have to go anywhere. I had everything I needed right there. They made me leave during the day, you know, and then I actually came back wasted drunk, and they made me UA, and I got kicked out of there. So then from that point, I went on the run. I was on the run. My family's houses were getting... We're getting ramps and we're getting raided. My grandmother, she's 84 years old, was letting me camp out on her couch for a while. And, finally, you know, I mean, my family didn't want me anywhere around. You know, I burned the bridges long before I went to prison. But, you know, but then once I got out of prison, the cops started returning. That was just a reminder that they didn't want me there. So I left. And, you know, not willing to sober up, but willing to do whatever it took to go, you know, to get out of going back to prison. I turned myself into a program. I went to the Salvation Army. You know, I went to the Salvation Army, and my parole officer let me stay there. Thank God. I didn't have to go back to prison. And I didn't go to the Salvation Army to sober up. I didn't have a problem. I was just on parole, and I just had a warrant. That was it. You know, I didn't go there to sober up. I went there simply to get out of going back to prison. That was the only reason that I went there. And, you know, so I stayed there. You know, I didn't have any, you know, I think I stayed there because I didn't have anywhere to go. That was my, you know, that was, you know, above and beyond any, I had nowhere to go. If I left there, I would have went right back to the streets doing what I had to do, staying in motels, and then for sure I would have went back to prison. So probably at about 4.5 months in, I had a police contact. I'm not going to tell you what me and my girlfriend were doing in the back of this car, but yeah, after, you know, we lost track of time and, you know, and the cops, you know, stopped us at the park, you know, and so I got a hold of my parole officer. I said, hey, you know, I had a police contact last night. I'm just letting you know. He said, oh, you're not on parole no more. I'm no longer your agent. I said, what are you talking about? He said, your parole been dropped down. You're on this non-revocable parole list. Basically, stay out of trouble and report to us when you move. So then from that point, I can leave here if I wanted to. But I didn't. I stayed there and, you know, I graduated the program. I moved out. And I think that's kind of when I started to take my recovery seriously. I got another sponsor. I started working the steps and, you know, life just turned around for me at that point, you know, and I ended up getting a job back at the recovery program. Now I live there and I work there. You know, it gets rough. And, the last sponsor I had, unfortunately, because of my schedule, you know, he told me, he let me go. So, I don't have a sponsor right now. If anybody willing to sponsor a knucklehead, you know, I need a sponsor. Throw that out there. You know, but I never intended to stay in this, you know, in this program that long. I never wanted to. So I didn't come here to sober up. I can't tell you when exactly my life, you know, my mind, you know, I don't know. I can't really tell you when I started, you know, when things turned around for me. I really can't. You know, that old saying, don't leave before the miracle happens. Well, I'm living proof of it. I stuck around long enough for something to happen. I met some good people. I've had some good things happen to me, you know, and I've managed through this program to, you know, to fix a lot of those bridges that I have burned. I mean, there's still a lot of people that don't want me around. That, you know, they still don't want me around. I'm coming up on 2 years and they still don't believe that I'm, you know, whatever, that's fine. I don't care. You know, I mean, I really don't. I mean, at the beginning, at 30 days, I went back home and I expected my family to accept me. Like, look, I'm changed. 30 days, what's up? You know? You know, and they, you know, they let me in the house and that's about it. I left. You know, I left mad and I had a lot of resentments at that point because I'm a changed man and they don't want to see us. They don't, why can't they see what I know? You know? But that's fine. You know, I don't know what I'm doing in this, you know, I don't know what I'm doing from day to day. I mean, I struggle from day to day to finish this day one day at a time. It's a pretty good chance that I'm going to stay sober tonight, you know, and then tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to work on tomorrow. Fortunately, the program that I went to with the Salvation Army, you know, it's a Christian-based program. And it's an AA, you know, they give you the choice of either choosing God or choosing the program. I've been able to find my balance of both. You know, I went to the program, never really believing in God, knowing that there's something else out there, but I never really believed in God until I righteously started to pray. After my very first prayer was answered, that's when I was just a true, you know, firm believer that, you know what, there's something else out there more powerful than myself. I pray to that God every day. I found prayer here. I found friendship. I found a lot of good things here. Thank you for everybody who came out to support me tonight, and thank you guys for listening. My name is Robert, and I'm an alcoholic.